That's right. Motivation music. Motivational episode. Falco Brothers. Grown Man Movement. Sean Connery. Eddie Sinatra. Hey, New York City.
Give me that decay. Stand up. Wanna see a lifetime. You gotta put it down. You gotta hustle. You gotta walk down the walking truck.
Yeah.
You gotta hustle.
Yeah.
Hustle.
Move.
You gotta hustle.
Hustle like a hurricane. I'ma break through.
Yes.
Money's the skyline.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That sounds like
sounds like you.
It does? That sounds like Super Folks Radio is back again, huh?
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow, mm-hmm. wow. Well, I don't know. Where are we going to begin? But we're going to begin somewhere.
We started right here at Skid Row Studios.
We started right
That's
here.
That's where we're starting
at
today.
Skid Row Studios.
Right?
Yeah, so mm-hmm. it sounds like we're going to hit that reset button, okay. right?
Oh.
And we're going to bring it back to the foundation. And yes, greetings people out there,
greetings.
All out there.
Hey,
to let you know, this is Super Force Radio, and I'm your host, Eddie Lamons, the pace setter. And right next to me is my lovely co-host,
Tasha Arcette, the divine feminine.
And there's one more co-host who we're waiting for him to come in right now, and that's Big TZ Hollywood, the Hollywood. But it's a lot that's going on in the world. And if you are out there and you're some serious Super Force fans, you'll know that we started out with another digital network. And that was like 112 some odd days ago. And, you know, mm-hmm. I keep record.
Yeah, you do. Very well.
You know, I keep record.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Maybe about 3 months ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. 3 months ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, beautiful. But as we continue to move on, like a stream of water or a river, movement is very important. We see brighter days, and this is definitely a brighter day. And so here on Super Force Radio,
mm-hmm.
with my co-host, Tasha Arcette,
yes, sir.
And my man Big TZ, who's invisible right now,
mm-hmm.
we have an incredible show for you today. Very informative. And within those 112 days, Super Force has managed to get engaged with a serious movement involving some serious players. And we'll talk about that a little later, you know. But, Ms. Arcette.
Yes.
What's going on?
All is well. All is well. I'm here. I'm feeling grateful to be in your presence, Mr. Lamons.
My presence?
Yes. Because you've been doing such a wonderful job.
Me? Why?
Yes, yes. As being the host of the Super Force show.
Uh-huh.
Which is debuting today. And
oh, yeah.
Being such a really good friend.
Wow. Thank you.
Yes. So, all is well. And I'm just doing my thing in poetry.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure you have heard.
Oh, you mean about your victory?
Oh, yes, the
out
victory.
There in the poetic land?
Yes.
Won
yes,
some
yes.
tickets and things mm-hmm. like that, I
yes,
heard?
Yes, yes, yes. That's me. Right.
Inform me about that, please.
Yes, well, I had won the Best Spoken Word Artist Performance
uh-huh.
at the Black Writers Workshop in Carson last weekend. And it was such a magnanimous event and affair with so many great entertainers, and to come in first place against those people that were just writers and poets and very prolific writers and screenwriters as well.
Prolific, did you say?
Yes. Yes, and so to take first place?
Yes.
Yay!
Yay! Hey, congrats.
So I'm doing my thing, and I would like to thank them. It was just such an amazing panel, just an amazing event. I mean, they were really doing their thing in Carson. You know what I mean? And it's, I mean, we need to support events like that. You know, Black Writers Workshop.
Workshops,
yes.
Right? Support our writers.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That sounds like the next agenda. Where was this event? And you know.
It was at the Carson Civic Center.
Carson Civic
yes,
Center.
Yes, last weekend.
Right. So when you got that big, how did they give you your prize? Was it wrapped up in a bowl? Was it in a basket? I mean.
Oh, no, sweetie. It was in the envelope. I don't discuss those kind of things, but it was in a nice, fat envelope.
type of envelope that they put big checks in?
Something like that, yes. We can say that. And also, I received two tickets to an opera. Not an opera, an orchestra.
Right.
And also, I received a feature around the city of Los Angeles. So I'll be performing at various places, and also I had won a free video shoot. So those things are in the works. And may I ask that, may I say that last night was an amazing time at Vibrations.
Oh, yeah, right. Now, from what I know, Vibrations is where, on La Brea? Is it La Brea?
It's on Manchester, in between Carson and Crenshaw.
Right, right.
And Vibrations is a tea house.
Right.
And they, you can also go and do poetry and music and all kind of phenomenal things on stage. You can just be at one with the crowd. You know, it's for entertainers who have been into doing their thing all around Los Angeles as well as locally. So if you would like to just come out, sit and vibe and listen to some spoken word and some entertainment and have some tea, go to Vibrations. Those are my people. And they had a 3-week challenge. So the winner has yet to be announced. And they will have a luncheon in Burbank on Sunday. And they will announce the winner. And I'm crossing my fingers because maybe that's me. Maybe I'm not, because there was some beast up in there the other night.
I saw the list of the winners already.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the list of the winners.
You did?
Yeah, I saw the list of the winners.
Okay. Yeah. What did it
because you know I'm special privileged, right? No, because I'm Eddie Lamont's the pace setter, right?
Yes,
so I set the pace and the momentum and the tone, right?
That's right.
So I saw the list of the winners.
That's what I'm talking about.
And do you know whose name was up there?
Who's?
And they had it in italics, like in bold, with this font that I've never seen before in my life. It looked like some, you know, extraterrestrial type of, you feel me?
Yes, yes.
So I looked up to the creator and I said, please give me the knowledge to decipher this.
Mm.
And he said, Tasha, I said.
Oh.
And the only reason why I'm saying that, right?
You're making me blush, but he is right.
Oh, no, that's what's going on. So the only reason why I'm saying that is, you know, through the experiences that you've encountered in your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I've learned is when you're in that mode, you know, and you're in that position, you have to claim that. You see, so when we claim things, we empower ourselves. So I'm claiming the title for you before you do it.
Thank you. That's big.
I'm putting that out there in the ethers, you know?
Yes.
I'm putting that in the ethers.
Yes. Yes.
But, you know, before we move on, you know, I'd like to thank everybody, right? And I want to say peace to the gods and the earth throughout the universe, right? First and foremost, right? I want to say amen to my Christian family.
Right? Amen.
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 I want to say peace to my loved ones, and that goes for the Bloods and Crips. Ah, we love you all.
Amen.
Right? I want to say assalamu alaikum to the nation of Islam.
Alaikum assalam.
Huh? That's right. And I want to say Islam to the Moors all throughout the galaxy. Mm. How about that? So when we get all of that uniformed and we put all that in the proper perspective, man, some incredible things is about to happen. And we got some incredible guests that's going to talk about these incredible things. And one of these guests is a brilliant brother. I call him personally, I call him the mayor of Compton.
Mm-hmm.
I also call him King Ricky.
King Ricky,
like that. Yeah, for more than one reason.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a lot to say, you see. And whatever you want to call the forces, God, Mother Nature, super forces, however what happened, we met each other, right? And we spoke about some powerful things, and this brother came to the conclusion, and he said to himself, look, brother, you've been chosen, just like I've been chosen, just like all of us at this table have been chosen to do a certain task. And this agenda that I'm speaking about today is called Peace Day, World Peace Day, now, forever. And that's what it's about. So we're going to talk about that in the moments to come. And we got a couple other special guests that's coming up here to talk about what it is they're doing in the world and what they're doing to change the conditions of the world. Wow. How about
Beautiful. That?
Yes. Excelsior to that
Excelsior.
One.
Excelsior.
And you know what? You know what? I forgot my hometown. You know, I think they might be buzzing in now. And my hometown is NYC, Brooklyn, New York. How about that? Peace and love, Brooklyn. What up? What it do?
Brooklyn in the house.
Poopaquan. My man Brooklyn Vaughn. My man Shorts. My man Dao out there in D.C. I know you got the number to Raheem Devine, baby. I got a letter of intent for you. How about that? Because we about to get busy and make this peace day thing blow up, right? We'll get back into that in a little. DJ Exquisite, what up?
What up? What's going on, brother?
Everything is good, brother.
Just love, brother.
Good. Silky D, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I like to hear that.
Yeah, you know, I'm famous for this voice.
I'm not going to say, hey. You know, save the best for last. No, I can't say that. But this is my man. This is my big brother, man. And without this brother right here, I don't really know what the state or the condition of these urban communities would be left in.
Yeah, sure.
I wish I had a drum roll.
There you go. Ah.
Peace and love, King Ricky, Mr. Ricky Miller. How are you, my brother?
Vanguard of Coffee.
The CEO of Peace Day Now, the founder of Peace Day Now, the mayor of Compton. Peace and love, yes, Miss Brown. Yes. We love you too.
Love you too, brother.
All right.
Peace and love, brother. What's going on? How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Brother Ed. And thank you, Sister Tasha, too, allowing me to come and speak on this behalf today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we're in need of this day.
Oh, we are.
And we're going to talk about this day. We just want to introduce everybody, and we're going to go back and let everyone give their self a formal introduction.
All right.
And yes, we're going to talk about this great grand 3-day event that's coming up in August called Peace Day.
Correct.
Peace Day now and forever.
Forever. Amen.
Ah. Peace Day now and forever. Well, you know, 112 days. We started at another digital network, and, you know, all is well, and we're here now.
Started from the bottom, now we're here?
Mm. Started from the bottom, so now we're here at the top? Did I just finish that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, all I did was finish a line, so, I mean, if you want to hold me accountable, yeah, I'll take that, right? Because this is our ship, right?
Yes.
And we go down with the ship, right?
That's right.
But we ain't going down today, I tell you. Now, so this is where I'm at with it. And the immortal words of Mr. Luther Vandross, this brother said, a house is not a home if there's no one there. Somebody's home tonight. And we at SkidRowStudios.com. And, you know, I'm a scientific dude. I deal with numbers and things of that nature. Today is the 24th of April.
Yes.
You know, and through numerology, my number is 6. So when you do the 2-4 thing, that's 6. And I was born up September 24th, which is the 9th month. And you turn that 9 upside down, that's a 6-2. So this thing is lining up. This is how I know we're home, right? And all of my sisters were born in what? The month of April. You see, these are the things that I do to find out if I'm where I need to be.
Wow.
So what I did to put an exclamation point. Yeah, you know, this is what I do, you know. So, you know, signs and symbols are for the elite, right? Well, I would like to know that I'm sitting amongst elites.
Yes.
A titan.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so this is what titans do. Mm-hmm. We prefigure, we calculate, and that's how we do what we do. So on top of that, I said, okay, so now we are in 2015, and do the 2015 thing, right? And I believe, 1 in 5 is 6, right? And then you put the 1 in 5 is 6, correct?
6, correct.
And then you put the 2 on top of that, right? And what do
8.
You have? 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then when you add that 8... There's another number in there. I got to look at my notes, but it's the one that we need to add up on that. It adds up into the number 9, and there you go. If you flip that around, that's the number 6 again. But I'm just saying, you know.
Okay.
You could get your pens and your pencils out.
Right.
You know, I'm freestyling right now. I'm not actually sitting down doing the numbers, but I did do the math, man, you know. So the numbers are right and exact.
All right.
Which means we're right on time, which means peace day is right around the corner.
Beautiful.
So where are we at in our marker right now? Seems like we're at that 15-minute point. And what we can do is just go into a little break right now. And what we're going
to
do...
You're listening to Superforce, the Urban Lounge of Radio TV.
Here we go.
Ow!
Yes.
We'll be right back after this message.
Yes. Grown man movement. Rare skin shoes, stick to club walls, I'm built to ball. Your facelift bras, I'm all yours. Billy Godiva, like of all these whore. My telephones, phone door thorns, and told them I'm the dawn that moves like a beast, baby. I love to curse and punch out teeth, telling all my ghetto people to come follow me. So now that my name is cold in the streets, you gotta give me something concrete to keep the peace. I can turn nice clothes into sheets, take one long hearse and turn that to fleets. I raise suns like the sunrise. I can kiss your head and close your eyes, feed your mind with lies and open thighs. But only a prince can make doves fly.
I pay dues to wear these shoes, homie. Where I'm from, the nice guys lose. A veteran's life, a grown man moves. I'm a veteran, a veteran. I pay dues to wear these shoes, baby. But I'm from the nice guys' moves. Veterans like the grown man moves. I'm a veteran, I'm a veteran.
Still stand up, this is not a joke, son. You hot heads don't think I won't smoke something. Told you lames, respect the game. It's too many scarecrows and not enough brain. So follow me uptown streets and watch out. Many times they kiss my feet. Pop champagne and kiss my ring. Knowing lo and behold, there's a king. Now I flip the books and dealt with crooks. Knighted crooks made queens rip off their gowns. That real shit that crush all nouns. With more bass than third world sound. Now you better believe for me to overachieve. I took the vaccine and crushed the disease. Turn this down a notch, baby. Talk about the blocks in the watch, nigga. Flavor of the drop shit, Eddie Maybach. Most of y'all want me to rhyme nonstop. But Pooka Kwan said, when it's short, keep it hot. So I'ma kick that shit that broke up the rock. Favor Fina Pop and Bar Marley Locks. And Michael Lowe, $100 million jackpot. So place your bets and watch me fly. So high, they don't even know why.
I pay dues to wear these shoes. Nice guys move. A veteran's life with grown man moves. I'm a veteran, a veteran. I pay dues to wear these shoes, baby. But I'm from the nice guys move. A veteran's life with grown man moves. I'm a veteran, I'm a veteran.
Grown man movement.
I think all of us have to do some soul searching to figure out how does something like this happen. And that means that we examine the laws and the context for what happened, as well as the specifics of the incident. But my main message is to the parents of Trayvon Martin. You know, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. Look like Trayvon. Look like Trayvon. Look like
Trayvon. Dream man. Man. Trigger man. Yeah.
teacher, a preacher, a played power forward. That I could have been a surgeon, a father, a grandpa one day. But you, you're a dream killer, trigger man.
Because of the hatred towards a dog face, it ain't a race car thing. Because it's not a car race, it's your place and my place. That'll make it our place. This hate runs deep before the 1800s. We're a hoodie and they can kill you, that's the way they want it. And the man killed the boy, that's the way they hunting. And the cops with all the laws is the way they running. Homicide's justified because of your skin tone. If they left us in Africa, we would have been home. Think of that, sucker, Chad, trigger man. Before you go and kill a black little man. Insane world that the scene's in. They gon' treat you different if you ain't got the same skin. And that element is whack. And the sad shit about it is the president's black.
You're listening to Super Force, the Urban Lounge of Radio TV, baby.
Ow! We are back. And as you can see, up in here with SkidRowStudios.com, a couple of more peoples of mine, ours.
Yes.
Just joined us, right?
We're up in here thick right now.
Yeah, we thick. We
Big Teezy right just now. Entered the building.
Who? Big Teezy? What it do? Hollywood to Hollywood, TZ,
yes,
you mean?
Yes,
you mean
sir.
My co-host, TZ?
Yes. Oh,
yes,
sir.
TZ, what up?
Oh, happy Friday.
Oh, my
happy
God.
Good Friday.
Yeah, TZ, talk to him, baby.
Bless,
yeah,
bless.
Yeah.
What's up, TZ?
Blessed to be bringing it back to you live and direct, live in HD.
Oh, my God.
You know,
right.
We got family in the building. It feels good.
What it do,
how you
TZ?
Liking this new home, TZ?
Ah, beautiful, beautiful.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing.
Right.
And we're going to do great things behind these walls, you know. And let's get it.
All right.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Well, you know, my man TZ, you know, is a very special person to me. And you know how sometimes when you just say things and you turn around and whatever it is you said is right, like right next to you? Well, these things have been going on with everyone at this table with me in my life. And I'm sure vice versa. That's how I know we're in the right place. And so when I say we are way beyond words, we're dealing with another vibe and another frequency, but we'll break that down a little later. Another one of my brothers who just walked in. Face, what up, baby?
What's up,
Face
boy?
Is with the ace. What up,
Face?
Do, boy?
It's
hey,
been
Face.
A while, long time coming, still here, still going, just keeping it going. That's my goal,
that's
man.
Right.
Right.
Faces yeah. Lives, worldwide legacy, and beyond, you know what I'm saying? L.A. to everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes,
Black
sir.
Day, baby.
Right.
And if you didn't hear that, he said worldwide legacy.
Did he say worldwide legacy?
Worldwide legacy.
Why is
baby.
Everything we do worldwide?
Worldwide, baby.
Man, we got a mission.
We gotta claim it.
And now it's time to talk about a couple of things that we're about to change out here in the world today. You know, so where do we start?
We can start with DJ
King Ricky?
Exquisite.
DJ Exquisite?
Yes.
Hey, DJ what it do? Exquisite. What it do? What it do? Mm-hmm. Hey, young world. Hey, young
why
world.
Why are you here, brother?
I'm part of this movement right now. It's very important for all of us to get together and come together in unity and peace. And that's what we're pushing. That's the agenda. That is the main force and focus that why we are here at this forum right now. So, you know, just to give you a little bit about myself, my name is DJ Exquisite, representing the West Coast. Been
yes,
here,
sir.
Been doing this thing since
West,
79.
West. That's right.
Me and TZ go back, so this yes. ain't nothing but family love right here.
Family and
family. I have
family
right here.
Union too.
All around the table.
That's right.
Gotta give
That's
peace
right.
and love. And shout out to the CEO of this, and that is Mr. Ricky Miller.
Oh.
So y'all give him
yeah.
a round of applause.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is right here.
Yes,
this
yes.
table.
Yes. Yeah.
And this movement right now.
And
is
DJ Exquisite, you are on the
Thank
Committee
you.
For Peace
yes.
Day, correct?
Yes, I am. Yes,
Along
I am.
With myself and Eddie Lamond.
Yes.
Silky D
in the
Mr.
house.
Mr. Ricky, who's the CEO.
Yes.
Can't say enough and talk about Peace Day enough up
hey.
In here. So that's where we're going, because that is the goal. That is what we're striving for.
Right.
And that's what we need. The world is in need of love today.
No doubt.
Okay?
Love's in need of love today.
Thank y'all for
so
having
So send
me.
Yours in right away. That sounds like donations. You know what? We'll talk about that later. Trust
yeah,
me,
yeah.
I'm tuned in, man.
That sounds like
That's
real.
Right.
I'm
That's
tuned
right.
into
mm-hmm.
this thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and,
right.
And Stevie knew exactly what he was talking about.
Yes.
I'm
going
to
wow.
say peace and love to the seventh wonder of the world. Because
Mr.
without
Mark.
Him,
yes.
and when you go back into that album, The Keys of Life, oh my gosh. We're going to unlock some keys, rather unlock some locks today, you know,
that's
been
beautiful.
Locked for a long time. It's been locked for
Trying
so long, hearts started to turn into stone, right?
That's right.
So,
go on, lock them.
Man.
That's right.
Super, you know, Superforce Radio is back. And the reason why we are Super Force is because everyone has a force within them. You know, I don't want to get too much off the tangent.
I thought it was because of our superpowers.
Right.
Oh,
well,
I don't supposed to go there. Okay,
you know,
forget it. You just
deflated the whole book.
No.
She did what the divine feminine was supposed to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's 100% right. So everyone has a force within them. But it only becomes super when you're aware of who you are.
Whoa.
So we have to get to a level of consciousness. And then after that level, we grow to super consciousness. And the next thing you know, oh, my gosh, I'm a super force. So this is what this is about, you know. So we're going to exert that super force within us and direct it towards the world. Yes.
And we can also direct it towards this lovely lady sitting across from me right here.
Yes.
How you doing?
Yes.
Introduce yourself and tell us a little something about yourself.
Oh, wow. Well, that would be another day. Well, I'm known as Queen of the West Coast.
Whoa.
Mother Teresa of hip-hop, I should say that. Your first female DJ of hip-hop before Jazzy Faye. And, she started officially 1983, and I started 1980.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Only female in Uncle Jam's army, which is legendary pioneer.
Yes.
First female ever to own an audio and sound company, as well as go on the road and provide the sounds for Tina Marie, Gap Band, Bootsy.
Oh, yeah, come on.
All the way down
come
to
on.
The Florida tour of Ice Cube.
That's what's so silly.
And put a contribution also in this world to the first youngest DJ, and that's DJ Spark.
Whoa, that's what I'm talking about.
Also on the Peace Day Committee, along with the other hats that I wear,
Woo.
As being a regional director for Sniper Squad DJs
right.
for the West Coast region,
right.
and
right.
so on and so
right.
on and
right.
so on, right?
Right. 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 Right.
Beautiful.
Just
Beautiful.
Continuing.
Hall of Fame status.
Being who I am. Yeah.
Hall of Fame status.
And definitely a Zulu. So,
Zoo.
Oh,
Lou.
Yes.
Nation.
Oh, yes. Zulu Nation.
African so, Bambaataa all the
over.
Way, right?
As they say, way worldwide,
right.
I am all over the world.
Beautiful.
Peace and love
all
to
hell
African
queen.
Bambaataa. Yes.
Yes. And I'm talking to you, too. Oh, trust me. putting it out there. He'll be here in July, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
Yes, he will.
And I'm sure he'll he'll be accompanying us on Peace Day, too.
Oh, I'm working on it.
What are you working on
in July?
For Peace
they
Day?
Want me to be on stage, as a matter of fact, to the DJ.
Ah, beautiful.
So we'll see.
So in regards to Peace Day, what are you working on for Peace Day?
The celebrity basketball game.
Woo, y'all heard that?
Yeah, and I'm putting the call out to my hip-hop world and my R&B side and my jazz side and definitely the pro-athletic side.
Ow.
And hit me up. I'm going to be hitting them up. And we got some pretty good results so far.
And let's not also forget Brother Bobby Buck, who's working
with
Skid Row basketball team. I don't want to say the word, but yes. Street ball,
that's
baby.
Right.
Street ball.
Street ball.
Street ball.
Yeah.
Street
so, you know, maybe we can just kind of mix them up in there all together and see what we could do. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Let's do it.
Definitely. Bobby Buck probably don't. I don't. I think you were there when Chuck D and I did the Operation Skid Row.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, that was part of that. Yeah.
Beautiful. So, beautiful.
Yeah, we can. It's going to be big.
Yes. You know.
It's going to be big. History. It's going to be history. Because
when me touching it, we know it's going to be big.
Oh, with all of us touching it. Woo. I've been honored. You know what?
Speak on it, girl.
It takes one to know one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the midst of others that I know who they are, just like they recognize me. So I'm in the right company as far as I'm concerned.
That's what I'm talking about.
The right company.
Yes.
The right company. Yeah, and you know what? This is the right company. And how do we know this is the right company? You know, because the vibe is just where it needs to be. And it's an expression of love, actually. You know, so, and that's just within all of us. But I don't want to... The king is up in the building today,
people.
The king, is up in the building today.
How you doing, my brother?
And I'm all is well, brother. And without you, brother, you know, we would not be talking about what we're about to talk about. So let the world know who you are, brother, and why you're here, and what. Go ahead, brother. Do your thing.
Da-da-da.
Mr. Ricky Miller.
I want to thank everyone. Super Force. Skid Row Studio, and this whole unique audience that's out there, the viewers, continue to view World Peace Now. Mm. Let me talk about a little bit of this, Peace Day.
Yes, definitely.
Now, I'm sitting down low, but I'm riding high.
Whoa.
Big Teezy, FaZe, my brother over there, Mr. Ed Lamont, Tasha, Silky D, and Big Dave.
Yes, sir.
And don't forget Mr. Bobby Buck.
Mm.
And all you fans and radio listeners out there just want to keep hope alive. Right. We have to do this Peace Day. It's going to be going down August the 7th, 8th, and 9th in the CPT. Wow. Let me say it one more time. The CPT. That's right. We branding that.
Compton.
That's we right. branding
oh,
that.
Yes.
You know why? Because our city needs to be uplifted. Yeah. Like you see many other cities going through diversity, tragedy, killing.
Mm-hmm.
Compton have been branded wrong for many years.
Mm-hmm.
But,
definitely.
But just check it out. Mm-hmm. We here now. Mm-hmm. God, and uplift that curse out of there.
Yes.
Definitely.
He gave me the vision. Mm-hmm. We on course. And you, listen, all these great people talking about a dream team. Man, I'm on fire.
Mm, definitely.
Okay, we bringing it. Okay, we bringing it positive for the young and the old, and want these babies and the families to come out.
That's right.
And entertain themselves. So I'm asking all the entertainers in the world, celebrities, athletic people, come out.
Mm.
Come to Compton.
That's right.
I'm calling all of y'all out. This is our time. Let the world see. World Peace Now. Compton. El Camino College. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Did I say that right?
El Camino Compton College. Yes, sir.
Okay. And on that day, we're going to celebrate. No color lines.
Definitely.
Everybody come.
Mm-hmm.
This is for all humanity.
That's right.
And as we all know, you know, we got to bring the best artists in the world to come out to this
Definitely.
Event.
Yeah.
That's why we're calling on Stevie and everybody.
Yes. I got a question.
Go right here.
So when people leave out of Compton, do you think they forget about Compton?
Well, it have been that
Uh-oh.
Way. It have been that
Uh-oh.
Way.
Mm-hmm.
I still live in the city of Compton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Since 1964.
Mm.
And I'm presently there right now.
Yeah.
But most of them have done and branded the city and used the city as a production and, you know, products and left.
Right.
But that's why I'm on this Skid Row studio, Super Force, to bring the forces to all the nation and across the nation and let it be known and be heard through the radio land. We need Compton to be uplifted.
Yes.
So we're asking all of those that left, come back. And if you're not unable to come to the show, send something to let us know for our babies.
Right.
You know, you can always give something.
Right.
If you can't make an appearance, you don't want to make a performance, just come on back and leave some souvenirs and leave something positive for us.
And most
of all, come to Super Force Skid Row Radio Station.
Yes.
Come in here and talk about these issues and let's get this peace day moving in the right direction. Because we need y'all.
Wow.
I'm so happy to know that I'm in the company of all these brilliant people as not only just as I'm being the guest here, a part of Peace Day, World Now, Peace Forever. Did I say forever?
Yes.
Forever.
Did the radio
forever.
Hear me say forever?
Yeah.
This is Ricky Miller right up in here in Super Force, okay?
Yeah.
And Skid Row Studio.
Yeah.
You viewers out there, take this to the heart,
definitely.
Okay? This is nothing to just take it and hear and just pass along.
Right.
CPT, we there, baby. We going all the way. We mashing. Peace day forever, okay?
That's right. Beautiful.
You know, that... That was a magnanimous statement. This is what's going on.
Yeah.
SkidRowStudios.com is a place that you can go to catch all the updates on what's going on with Peace Day and what's happening down here on Skid Row. Mm. So we at Super Force Radio, we're here to change the conditions as best we can with the almighty power of God himself. And what that means is each one of us are individuals that are well in tune to standing up and leading by example. So you can look forward to televised and taped sessions of us feeding our people out here on Skid Row, clothing our people out here on Skid Row, letting them know that peace is right around the corner, and you could come to Peace Day for this seven-day event. This is where I'm coming from. Check it out, right? The lives we save will save our own. Mm. What that means is this, right? When we talk about karma, and building karma and great energy in order for us to make it to the next level or realm or whatever word you choose to use. I don't get caught on the words. We have to do good for, you know, humanity. And that's fallen humanity.
Yeah.
So the lives we save will save our own. And we need to save the lives of the children because the children is the future. And who you think is going to save you tomorrow, right? Mm. That's all that means.
Right.
So we need you to donate. And just remember that money is nothing but a tool. Money is nothing but a tool. So these are other shows,
right?
So I don't want to get too dramatic with it.
It's all right here on Skid Row.
But we have
right here, my brother.
It's all right here. Is it all right here?
Go right here.
It's all right here, my dad.
Let the world know what we need.
I'm not talking too much, am I?
No.
We're so excited to be here. I mean, it's so much work that needs to be done. We got Peace Day coming up.
Peace Day coming up.
You know, we'll be giving back to the youth. Bringing families together and making it feel like that 1980s type of flow when families used to get together and have fun and a good time. And you sit back and you watch the entertainers on the stage and you're running over here to the carnival.
Right.
I can see it. I can feel it because it just took me to a place. But I was like 7 years old.
Right.
I have not experienced an event such as Mr. Ricky has been describing to me for the past 3 months. And I'm excited. And that's what I want. And that's what I want for my children. And that's what I want for your children, the community's children. You know what I mean? And then I want to come over here to Skid Row. We as Super Force, you know, get out here and do things for people that need something. You know, we need to donate. We need sponsors to build up the station so
that's
we can do something. Sit back and watch us if you don't believe it.
That's
we're going to do it. We're going to make it happen.
You know,
what about upliftment of humanity?
The upliftment of fallen humanity. You're exactly
right. Yes.
You know, and without that,
we
but you know, Check it out, right? We're going to go into a little break right now. Mm-hmm. We have another incredible guest coming up. I'm not even going to say his name right now. But when you find out who this brother is and what this brother is doing and how he's connected to what it is we're doing as a unit, it doesn't stop. All right? Let's take a brief break right now and reflect on some music. Super Force Radio, Eddie Lamont, the pace setter. Get that right. They used to say the fastest man in L.A. Who said that? I was never the fastest man in L.A. I'm Eddie Lamont, the pace setter. For the record, let the record reflect that, right?
Right.
And my man Big TZ Hollywood,
Big
the Hollywood.
TZ.
And we got Tasha Arcette, my lovely co-host,
the divine feminine. All right.
So let's take a little break right now, play some music, play some tunes, and we're going to invite our next guest into the studio. Super Force Radio, baby. The Urban Lounge of Radio TV. You're listening to Super Force, the Urban Lounge of Radio TV, baby.
Okay.
We are back.
We are back.
Right? Okay. It's so much going on in the room today. Everybody's excited. The love is in the air because you know why? We got things that's going on that's about to change the face of the world. And I got a guest sitting at the table right now who's about to change the face of the world, baby. And his name is, you know, I'm not even going to say his name. Oh, yeah. He's going to break it down for you and let you know who he is because, oh, yeah, he's running things. Peace and love, my brother. How are you? And let him know who you are.
Hey. Hi, how you doing? My name is Marvin Muhammad. I'm the Ayatollah of Compton. And
Ayatollah.
So we try to keep things in perspective and keep that 10 square miles positive and keep our organization, which is Sylvia Nunn's Angels. Mm. And it's a gang prevention redirection facility, nonprofit, right, where we believe in bringing our youngsters together because people put an element on gang affiliation and gang banging as a negative. Our people put it as a negative. But if we understand the government, before they were the Republicans, they were the Whig Party. And before the Democrats, they were the Federalists. Mm. So everybody was a gang before they became an organization.
Mm. Right.
So we have to deal with not trying to down our youth. We have to reorganize them, readjust them. You can't deal with anything without change.
Right, right.
So to give me a job and not know why I got the job is just a job undone.
Right.
So we are trying to redirect Compton, Rick, and the things that they're doing with the peace movement. And we, you know, we deal with peace in Compton as one brother at a time.
Mm.
We've come in Compton to be known for wholesale killing. But Compton's bigger than that.
When you hear about killing?
When you hear about the artesian wells in your water, that come from Compton, California. We had the first 21 artesian wells. Mm. So your pure water comes from Compton.
Whoa. We have didn't know that.
We have the cleanest air per capita in the nation.
That's not in Compton books, is it?
It's, they say if you want to keep something from a Negro,
yeah, we're going to chop that up too. Yes, sir.
Our Alameda corridor, we have the cleanest air per capita in the nation. The first is Maine, New Hampshire, and the city of Compton, California, because the Santa Ana winds and the sea air comes in the middle of Compton, the hub city, and it cleans it out. So these are some of the great things. We have more black that went to the Olympics in any state in the United States.
What?
Can I ask you a question?
California.
Can I find that in Wikipedia?
You all you got to do is look it up.
So, go ahead, brother.
So these are the things that we're doing, and it's in that, in all the notoriety, we get another phase of notoriety with NWA. So with NWA claims on and shows us that we're not just tough, we're ruthless.
That, you know, not only are you the brother behind getting Dre the Dre Day, the tribute to Dre with Dre Day and Juneteenth and things like that, but you're heavily involved with the NWA movie. And I would like for you to talk about some of those things and how you actually see your movement or how the movement that you're dealing with is going to cross-market into what we're dealing with the Peace Day situation coming out of Compton to heal the world.
Well, what we do in Compton, like I was alluding to, the great things that go on. Dr. Dre has kept Compton relevant in a sense of the word for the last 20 years.
Mm.
Everything that he does, he mentions Compton.
Yes.
Kendrick Lamar is Dr. Dre, straight out of Compton.
Mm.
Game is Dr. Dre, straight out of Compton.
Mm.
So the things that this brother has been relevant for, people say, well, what have you give back? What are they giving?
Mm-hmm.
When you give a man a job and give him something to do, where he can propel Kendrick's all in our community, all of these still relevant. Dre keeps things going. So I feel like with a brother like that, you know, you give everybody else a day. Why can't Dre have a day?
Right.
So most of these youngsters, if you ask them about June 19th, which is Juneteenth,
right,
they have no relevance to it. So last year we put on Dr. Dre, Compton's first black billionaire.
Mm.
You so he is the first black billionaire. Forbes 500 said, well, he ain't a billionaire yet. Well, if he made $750 million off of Dre Beats year before last and made $800 million off of Apple this year, how could that adds up to a billion? I went to Compton schools.
He's a little over a billion, man.
He's a little over a billion, man.
It's 1.5 right there.
Yeah. So if you want to Excuse me?
No, I was saying we were just discussing, you know, what have they done for Compton? Like, do people give back to Compton? And you just sat here and you just explained and said a lot about Dr. Dre and Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
So we're proud to hear about them, too. Maybe they can do a walkthrough for Peace Day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we would hope, you know, we're mm-hmm. we're in line
we need
that them. After this, after June 19th, mm-hmm. we invited Kendrick, Game, Tyrese, DJ Quick, Second to None, most of the rappers out of Compton to give tribute to Dre, because mm-hmm. everybody got to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You really have to say we're from Compton. I've been in Compton all my. I'm from Nightmare on Elm Street.
Right.
We ran Freddie Cougar out of the neighborhood.
Right.
So,
you know, I've been there. All of my I live in Compton. I've been in 50 states of the United States, right. 4 foreign countries, mm-hmm. and I'm still right back on Calsman Street.
Right.
My mother is still on Elm Street.
Mm.
So I have a vested interest in Compton.
You devoted and quoted.
All over the world.
That's right.
And it's quick say everybody want to be like Compton.
Right. You know,
so with
yes,
the
sir.
Peace movement,
mm.
with bringing all of that in mm. to show that this can work. It does work. And the only thing that doesn't work is outside agitation.
Mm-hmm.
Once we keep it in-house and control ourselves for being ourselves, everything else around us will be okay.
Oh, beautiful.
So yeah. that's what we're doing. We're doing a stronger celebration. Last year, I gave Dr. Dre the first ever hood pass.
Mm-hmm.
No one has ever gotten a hood pass before. We had all the active gang members sign a scroll. The schools that he went to, Vanguard, Centennial, they all signed scrolls for Dre Day. The gang members from the 110 to the 710, from the 91 to the 105, he got a pass anywhere in any hood. If not, somebody out of line.
Wow.
You got to answer to it. Right.
Got to.
That sounds like, right. You got
to, you know?
Yeah, Teezy, that sounds like paying homage, right?
You already know. I mean, when you community-based and you from these bricks.
Yeah, Teezy.
You know, it's relevant that you have something like that, though. And when you've been a figure in a community and your jacket is clean,
mm.
I mean, they can't do nothing but honor it. You know what I'm saying? There's very few people in the city that's worthy of a hood pass like that.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
That's right.
A guy that's put it down for the city, that's kept the city relevant, that's, you know, stayed on his toes as far as becoming a public figure and a figure in Hollywood. You know, on both sides of the fence,
right.
but he still stays community based by mm-hmm. dealing with the, like you say, the Kendricks, the Games, these people. You know, people can say what they want to, but when you get to a certain status, you have to elevate yourself and make that transition
right.
into a status to where you're not putting yourself in a position to be touched as far as with the BS. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
And you separate yourself from that. You know, of course, he's not going to have $1 billion and live in Compton anymore.
Right.
But he can still represent that in a way that people know about Compton, that people come visit Compton, that's just like Crenshaw now.
That's right.
You know, it's a stamp. It's a stamp in the community.
Mm.
People come from all over the world to visit
right.
Crenshaw.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be there. Just like Compton, we here,
mm, yeah. right?
You know,
people from all over the world.
And like you said, to be community based, don't mean you have to stay in the hood.
No,
right.
Because
right.
the hood, you know, you hear revolutionaries like, you know, I'm still in the trenches. Who want to live in a trench?
Exactly.
You know, so everybody want to get do better and get better. You know, people don't know. And our foundation, Sylvia Nunn's Angel, Dre just sent money, sent toys for Easter. He just sent
that's,
us Dre
that's
beats.
Ways that he and, has to give,
and,
give
and,
back.
And it's not like he's asking the Sentinel to look at me.
No,
you
right.
know,
no.
He sent Dre beats. We didn't. Sylvia had asked him for him like the first part of this year. Had asked like, you know, if you could get us some beats, we could do this and we could do that.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, the other day we get a box of Dre beats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of things are you done know? Under the radar mm-hmm. that a lot of. Public venues don't know about. And, you know, that's just like you have guys that come out, they feed the homeless during Christmas time or during, you know, certain parts of the season. you know, by going downtown and passing out different things. What we have to do, we have to make sure that we're held accountable for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And what we do to give back. You know, and if we are put in a position to give back, then that's where we use that to build up our community and you know, show those kids in our community that you can make it out, that you can have something.
Yes.
Because you can be overwhelmed by the things that go on in the hood.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so that's why I was mentioning as far as him moving out or different reasons why people move out. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't think when your brain is clouded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need a peace of mind. You need to be able to get to the next step.
Yeah.
to further your legacy or further the legacy that you're trying to leave on this earth after you're gone.
Wow.
You know, so people like that, I commend them for keeping the name of Compton out there, the name of L.A., the name of Watts, you know, and our city. We got to love our city like everybody else love their city, too.
Oh, right.
You know what
that's
I'm saying? I'm kind of tired of these guys that run around that it's cool to have your team, you
yes.
know what I'm saying, that you root for. But if I was born and raised here, I got to love this first. I got to clean up my own backyard
that's
first
right.
before I can clean up anybody
Amen.
Else.
That's right.
That's what I agree
that's
with.
Church,
that's what I agree with.
A lot of dudes in our city don't represent our city the way they need to.
Correct.
Right. You know, first thing, F. Kobe, F the Clippers.
Right.
You know, F the mayor. You know. That's not what it's
that's
about.
Right, right.
You know,
it's
you
about
know, yes.
representing your city in the right way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree
you
with you.
That mentality goes back to the Browns and the Blacks,
mm-hmm.
you know, as far as Pantherhood is concerned. That's,
definitely.
You know, when I talk to a lot of these young brothers and sisters of, you know, ganging, I tell them, you know, you should be a gang member to protect your neighborhood, meaning
that's what it was,
keeping
that's
it
what
clean.
It was based for.
Keeping it clean.
Right. Patrolling.
Checking out your neighbor, you know, making sure your neighbors is okay. Yes. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
You don't want no harm come to where you live
exactly.
at.
Exactly.
So, what's the problem here?
You know.
Why are you becoming a terrorist, really?
Yeah.
And you said
no,
the key word. I said
science.
It right.
We know the science.
We
got to
take care of our own backyard. We can protest and all that kind of stuff. But what about us?
You know.
It's like it's okay for, it's not okay for other people to do anything to us, but. What about us?
Right.
It's not okay
and
us to do harm to each other.
You brought up a brilliant point when you said us. So when you say us, is we the people, and we have the power to control our destiny, for we are the sole controller. Now, TZ, you're brilliant, brother. The way you close the show is magnificent, and we can't do it all in 60 minutes, right?
But this is the second show coming.
Listen, you damn right. And it's next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So next Friday, the same time, 6 p.m. to 7. But before we wrap this thing up, because we got like a minute and some odd seconds, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the goal, the purpose of Peace Day now is for us to replenish the science of self-sustainability, right? So that we can do for ourselves and change the conditions of our lives. That's what this thing is about. And this needs to happen immediately.
Immediately.
In the science of the now. Once you operate in the science of the now, when you flip that around, you have won. In order to win anything, you have to know something, K-N-O-W. So when you take that word, all three words are combined. Now, one, and know. So it takes all three to get somewhere, right? Check it out. The time is now. What's the time now? Because we're going to wrap this thing up. And I'm going to let everybody know. Tune in to next week's Super Force Radio between the hours of 6 p.m. And we'll be rocking to 7 p.m. We might even give you a two-hour special. How about that? Right?
Come on with it, then.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
Come
about.
Come on with it.
And
we're
going to update you.
Thank everybody on the panel that was here today. All these beautiful people in front of me.
That's right.
I look forward to working with y'all.
That's
I
right.
look forward to being in y'all presence.
That's right.
More than just in here.
Yes.
And I'd like
thank
to thank
too,
Skid Row for having Big T's and Super Force here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like
thank
to thank
you,
my man Eddie LeMans,
right.
Tasha
Arsene,
my co-host. You know,
Big
on the show, I love y'all.
Yeah,
Peace and love, everybody.
Peace and love, everybody. Hey, my daughters, Tati and Imani, Daddy love you. You'll be in California in a minute. Trust me, it's going down. Mommy, I love you. Stand up, Brooklyn. Hey, The brownstone is doing well, I'm sure. DJ Energy, my people in New England, I'm coming for you. Anybody else got anything to say?
Yes. Peace and love, and shouts out to my people in Chicago. Hey, Mom. Hi, BB over there sitting in the waiting room. I just love y'all, and I'm just loving Super Force and Skid Row. Let's have another show.
That's another show.
Also,
right?
Call in and let them know that you're filling the show.
And let them know, right?
Email them. Let them know. Hey, we want more of this show.
We'll kick the 800 number. I want to say peace and love to King Ricky. I want to say peace and love to Big Mob. Yeah. I want to say peace and love to Silky D. Peace and love to DJ Exquisite.
Peace and love to
my man, Brother Ed. Big TZ, I love you. Hollywood, the Hollywood. Tosh, y'all, Sam, my baby. Good love. Bobby Bummer, thank you. And Jeremy, you're the bomb engineer, baby. Super Force Radio, the Urban Lounge of Radio TV with your host, Eddie LaMonster. Pace setter for the record. Let the record reflect that. And we'll see you next week. Holla.
Peace.
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 Few people become legends in their own lifetime. How many of us in the audience have a favorite Sinatra number? And how many of them are different? Well, that's Sinatra the artist, but I'd like to tell you a little bit about Sinatra the man.
That pinky ring gleam, yes, you know what I mean. And at nighttime, that stand will sing. And at any time, you're lit like a bing. Nah, I'm just saying, when them hands start playing in that word spill, got them on still with those crushed grapes straight from the bill. And I'm convinced when they saw my hands on my chin, like, run and tell a friend, yep, look, that's him, I'm Louie. And every hustler walks with a limp, whether it's word game or hearts with a skip. Cut so extra, color exquisite. Clarity clear, goddamn, who is this? The ballad there with velocity of a layer. And if I choose to move from here to there, I swear, no time off the dial contrary.